Good evening. Welcome back. This is Ismail Akhdin. I just want to read a very brief WhatsApp message that we received from a listener who says, good evening. Please, can you tell me who is president? Cyril Ramaphosa is president, and Dr. Nkosazana Zuma is not the president. I hope that settles things for you. Right now, we are going to move to another issue that is part of the easing up of the lockdown, and the government has announced that all online shopping will now be allowed. Now, we know that, you know, it's not just online shopping, you at your desk, at your computer, but it's the delivery services and that interaction at that level. So how do we keep safe when buying guests? We have then on the line with us Carrie van Vlaanderen, who is Chief Executive Officer at ESAT Southern Africa. Good evening.
Good evening, Ismail. Great to be sharing some cybersecurity tips with you guys.
Thanks. Yeah, Gary, we've been allowed now to do online shopping, and I made the point that, you know, it's safe, so to speak, for me to sit at my laptop and order something online, but it's the interaction at the point of delivery or packaging that we have to be concerned with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, I've always believed that online shopping is much safer than physically going to the shop, and I think more now than ever, it is true to that, absolutely. But obviously, when you're getting your handover from the delivery person, that's very important. And even today, my experience of just receiving some lunch from Uber, there was great options of either meeting the person outside, being dropped at the door. Mm-hmm. And I think these retailers are really taking great steps to make themselves safe, and in terms of the drivers as well as you as the purchaser as well.
But how do we avoid online scamming? Because this is it's a very serious matter. It's, you know, people who try to siphon money from your account when swiping online.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, which is terrible, but these cyber attackers really do take advantage of any of these kind of world events, and especially something that is a global event like this. And it's a terrible situation because obviously they're preying on somebody's anxiety, their vulnerability at the time. And in the opposite thoughts now, it's actually an opportunity now open for South Africans to be able to buy more online. It's a wonderful thing. I even know down to somebody's needing to buy a washing machine, you know, basic right. things like that. Mm. But just availability now, the excitement of people obviously makes them vulnerable, and obviously they're going to feel a little bit more impulsive. And then that's when people will fall prey to deals that what we always say are too good to be true, and right. lockdown deals. And really, this is the cyber criminals' absolute best time is when people are really vulnerable and not aware because they're so excited or either worried about something.
You make a very good point there about if it's too good to be true, then it really is too good to be true, and be careful. And I have a practice, it's actually quite strict, but it's more because I work very hard for my money. I minimize my online shopping, but you know, I also but that's the one point. The other point, and I don't know if it's kind of appropriate to put this to you, but I suspect, and you know, in my day job, such as it is, I'm a columnist and I write for Business Day, and my interest is in global shift in capitalism and global shift in how societies interact, and what you just said and what we're discussing now seems to me as a catalytic moment for greater movement towards online shopping.
Yes,
am I being absurd or?
No, it absolutely is, and obviously most people want to make sure that they're spending their money and getting the best money back for their money they're spending, or bang for their buck. But obviously in situations like this, we as South Africans want to really support local people, so we're not going to not be supporting people that, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of small businesses that will be offering amazing deals. So even if you're in a situation like that, where a small site is now being made, it's a new site and it's a new small business, usually we would say only go to reputable stores and only go to reputable retailers. But in this situation, there's nothing wrong in picking up the phone and just phoning that company and saying, hey, are you guys actually online? I just saw your site. I wanted to buy there. Is this the correct email address? Is this the correct website? Because clicking on links in all your emails that you are sent on any social media, on Facebook or any, even in WhatsApp, is very dangerous, because often that's where the cyber attackers launch their attack from. So I would love to say in South Africa we should be supporting all the local people becoming going online. And as you said, it's an absolute move globally anyway. But I think absolutely now, within this last week and last month, more and more and more smaller people will be moving online.
Yeah, one of the, you know, the online shopping is not the only I guess I'm steering the conversation in a direction. There's forgive me, but I 10 years ago I lived in the US, and they had all but done away with cash register people who operate, and you can check out your own goods. And it's gone now another step further, where you pack your own bags, and each item is barcoded, and as you drive through, as you push your trolley through the doors, it's automatically cashed up for you. So there's no physical exchange of debit or credit cards or money. And so that's perhaps part of the direction we're heading in.
Yes, absolutely. And I've had that experience in the UK. What a wonderful experience. I do think in South Africa we might have other issues that will stop us getting there quicker, sooner than rather than later. But absolutely, the more and more we get towards less interaction with people, the safer we'd be.
This is, yeah, so this is part of the shift to the artificial intelligence, robotics, and greater involvement of technology in day-to-day. And it'll, you know, of course, there'll be job losses, but it'll also create new jobs on the development and research and design side.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, our motto at ESET really is to enjoy safer technology. It's not about being scared about being with technology. But as you said, the more and more technology there that is out there, the more attack vectors there are for these cyber attackers. And these guys are proper professionals. They have proper businesses set up. And really, you know, our research labs globally see over 350 new variants a day of different kind of malware. So there's a really high amount of malware and attackers out there. And as I said, they really are, you know, cyber criminals that are properly set up in businesses. So it's not just, you know, in the old days back 10 years ago, it was kind of a script kiddie who was getting some ego gain out of it. It really is for financial gain now. And they either do that by intercepting your credit card information or your bank information, or they're looking for personal information. So they can sell your information either to somebody who's wanting to make money selling adverts to you or posting adverts to you, or just to actually sell directly to you and sell your information personally.
Right.
Or some kind of phishing attack. But, you know, the more and more technology, like you said, and it absolutely will go that way, the more we need to make sure that we are safer and just cautious, because it isn't going away. We are enjoying safe technology. It's absolutely astounding how our children from very young are using technology, and that's one area that really I'm passionate about and concerns me. And now, over the last 2 months, you know, the escalation of children using technology really is there. And I'm sure you've heard interesting stories of talking about online shopping of children of a young age by mistake buying stuff online through their parents' accounts using, say, for example, their iPad watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really has changed so much over the years. And in my 15 years in the industry, it really back in the day was about, you know, young guys just showing off their ego. But now there's just absolutely financial gain in this. And there are phishing scams and fake websites that are set up. So basically, if you try to go online shopping, and they really look good. Most even, you know, tech-savvy people can fall prey to these good fake-looking websites. And that's why I said to you in the beginning, if you are in a situation where you want to buy something, instead of clicking on any links, type it into the URL box. And even if you're not sure what the URL is, phone the company and just double check with them. And it's the same like using a Wi-Fi. Don't jump on any public Wi-Fi without checking with the store, which is the Wi-Fi that is there, because the cyber criminals can create these fake Wi-Fi spots as well.
This brings me to, as I say, thank you for joining us and letting you enjoy time with your family. I just want to read out to you as I say goodbye. Good evening. One of our listeners says, "Good evening, Cape Talk. I love online shopping, but some of the precautions are basic. basic. One, don't open unknown links. Two, always do shopping. Do online on proper known online retailers like Take a Lot or Amazon. Avoid online shopping on public Wi-Fi networks. And by the way, Ashford and Dimdall said, I also use ESET security software for years and I love it.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. Yeah, it really is good to use a reputable software, but not everybody has the cash for it. There are even great free softwares or just to support, you know, users in South Africa. We have 90-day free trials at the moment as well. So really it's about being safer online and enjoying it while you're there. Enjoy having your freedom now for a little bit more shopping than was available. And that's really what we're about.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That was Kerry van Vlaanderen, of the CEO of ESET Southern Africa.